What's going on, y'all? This is the Claw Athletics Podcast, CAP. But this is no cap because every single episode is super focused, super dialed in on a single health topic. And everything in these episodes is based on research and 4 years of coaching actual human clients. And most importantly, every episode is so practical that you can take action on the topic today. And in today's episode, we are covering the nutrition fundamentals. This is for the person out there who is trying to get started, whether you're trying to lose weight, trying to lose fat, trying to feel better, trying to have more energy. These are the fundamentals, the basics that are going to matter before you start getting into the fancy stuff of intermittent fasting or counting your macros, so on and so forth. So today I have four fundamentals, and I'm going to tell you all four of these fundamentals on the front end, and then I'll go through each one of them individually. So number one is caloric consciousness. Number two is having protein at every meal. Number three is eating at home more frequently. And then number four is something that I call the either or mindset. So let's start with number one, caloric consciousness. What I mean by this is the number one fundamental you can have when it comes to your nutrition, caloric consciousness, is just stopping to be aware of the caloric intake that is coming into your body. Now, this doesn't have to always be an exact science. You might be at a restaurant, you might be at grandma's house, you might be at a wedding, but it's stopping to ask the question of, this meal I'm going to eat, is this a ton of calories or is this not many calories at all, right? So for example, am I going to eat a plate of fruits and vegetables, or am I going to eat at a Mexican restaurant or another restaurant where I know for a fact there might be a lot of fried foods, a lot of breads, so on and so forth. And so it doesn't have to take very much time. It's just stopping to ask the question of, what is a ballpark estimate of the calories that are going onto this plate? Fundamental number two is having protein at every meal. Now, in a perfect world, you progress to a point where you might be tracking your calories, and maybe you use MyFitnessPal and you can say, hey, I'm eating this much protein every single day. And you can say that definitively. But the step below that is, if you're not going to track your calories, if you're not going to track your protein, an easy action item is every meal have protein involved. So two ways to make that happen. One is you've got to have protein available at home. So what I tell clients to do is cook your meat in bulk. A lot of times, you know, A lot of times what I'll do at home is I'll get a baking pan. I'll put the oven at about 400 degrees and about 30, 35 minutes of cook time. And I'll just bake an entire pan worth of chicken, because then I know for the entire week I have meat and chicken readily available. So that's one option, is to cook your meats in bulk. Another option is protein snacks. You can do a protein bar with a meal. You can add a protein yogurt with a meal. You can add a protein shake. They even make protein ice cream these days. Believe it or not, they actually make protein ice creams, and I guarantee it is at your local grocery store. So the second fundamental is including protein at every single meal. The third one is eat at home more frequently. Again, in a perfect world, you would know your caloric intake, you would track your calories, but if you're not doing that, an easy way to manage your caloric intake is to just eat more meals at home. And I say that for two reasons. One, majority of restaurant meals are going to be higher in calories than the equivalent you would make at home, right? So if you're going to go to a restaurant and eat fajitas, I guarantee your homemade fajitas are going to be lower in calories. Not only that, your homemade fajitas are going to be lower in just a lot of the carbohydrates, the grease, the junk, the oils, you name it. And so that third fundamental is eat at home more frequently. And I also like this not only because it will keep you healthier, but it's also cheaper. I always tell people it's not necessarily expensive to eat healthy, it's expensive to eat out. And so that is that third fundamental, is eat at home more frequently. And then finally, drum roll, please. We have the fourth fundamental, which is the either or mindset. Most of my clientele are between the ages of 25 and 35. And so my clients, they like to have fun weekends. But what I tell them is to apply what I call the either or mindset, meaning if you're going to have a meal or some drinks and you know that's a quote unquote cheat, let's not cheat twice in the same day, right? So practically speaking, what does that look like? Well, I tell clients, if you're going to go to Pluckers, in Austin, we have Pluckers, the wing bar. I say, if you're going to go to Pluckers in the afternoon, then don't also go out and have six beers that night. You need to pick one, either or. Either I'm going to have my Pluckers or I'm going to have my beers tonight, but I'm not going to have both in the same day, right? Maybe the next day, your girlfriend or your boyfriend wants to have brunch and go to this brunch restaurant and have all the appetizers and desserts and the entree. But at the same time, your best friend wants to get mojitos and whiskey that night. I want you to pick either or. You need to sit there and say, I'm either doing this brunch or tonight I'm going out for the drinks, but I'm not doing both in the same day. And so just to recap those four fundamentals, number one, caloric consciousness. That just means being aware before I eat this meal, is this a lot of calories or is it not many calories? Number two is including protein at every meal. That could mean actually getting some meat, or it could just mean tacking on. Maybe I'm going to add some protein yogurt to this meal. Maybe I'm going to add a protein bar to this meal, so on and so forth. Number three, eating at home more frequently. Please cook your food. That is probably the easiest way to improve your nutrition. And then finally, number four is that either or mindset. Just meaning I'm not going to cheat twice in the same day. I'm either going to choose A or B when it comes to my cheat items, my cheat food throughout the day, especially on those weekends. So those are the four nutrition fundamentals. And again, I want this to be as practical, as actionable as possible. So my advice to you is if you are somebody who is on day one, starting a brand new fitness journey, take one of those four and just focus on one of those four fundamentals for the next 2 weeks, because then you can always add on a second, a third, a fourth in the future. Take it slow, take it step by step, but remember, take action. Until next episode, thank you guys for listening. For more health conversations, please consider subscribing to the podcast and follow me on Instagram at Coach Corey Lawson. But remember, it is not enough to just listen, nor is it enough to just scroll. You must take action, because nothing works unless you do the work. Go execute. Until next time, peace.